Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Maaseros. We are in the third parak Mishnayos Tesen Yud. The Mishnah begins. Gefen shenetua b'chatzer. What if you have a grapevine planted in a courtyard? So what do you do? We want to know: is the fact that it's in a courtyard enough to be koveil a maaser or not? So the Mishnah says, "Noto eskol ha'eshkol." You can grab the entire cluster of grapes, and you don't have to take them off one at a time. And similarly with a v'chein berimon, with a pomegranate, you don't have to pull out each of the aerials. V'chein b'avatiach, and the same thing is true with the watermelon. You don't have to slice off piece by piece. Dibber Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, megarge be'ashkolos uporit berimon v'sofis b'avatiach. You actually do have to go ahead and take them one at a time, and if you don't want to separate meiser, one seed at a time, one grape at a time, one slice of the attached melon at a time, because they are inside the chatzer already. Once they are picked, they are already chayv meiser, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Tarfon here. Now kuzba shizrua b'chatzer mekartem ala be'ochel. When we have coriander planted in a field, even Rabbi Tarfon agrees that each leaf of the coriander plant is considered a separate inyan, it's a separate piece. And so by undoing the entire plant, you've already done it siruf, you've already come together and made a grouping for which it would be chayav and maaser. But if you take it one leaf at a time, everybody agrees that that would be, one leaf at a time, it would be pater from maaser. Asiya izov ba'akornis shebachatzer safri hysep and oregano in a courtyard. Simhayu nishmarim chayavim. If those are the types that are normally preserved, so then these things would be chayavim maaser right away. If they're not preserved as stylistically, so then we don't have to be concerned in those situations, since something that's not stylistically preserved is not going to be chayav and maaser. So the next mishnah is going to deal with the situation where the stuff is partially inside the chatzar and partially outside. And then thereafter, we have a number of examples of things that are partially in, partially out. Where do we follow? Te'ina shi'omedes b'chatzar b'no teligina. What if we have a te'ina, a fig tree that is in a courtyard that would normally be able to make something obligated in Meiser, and then it's leaning over in a place where it's not obligated? So ochel kedarko pater. If you're in the garden, you can take off as many figs as you want from the branch and eat there casually. You don't have to eat one at a time, because gardens don't establish, the gina doesn't establish the chiyuv of maaser. Omedes v'gina b'note l'chatzer. But if it's if the tree is in the gina and you're in the chatzer and it's hanging over the chatzer, ochel achas achas pater v'mtzeref chayev. If you're in the courtyard, you can eat the figs without separating maaser, without, as long as you don't form a collection. But inside the chatzer, if you formed a collection, you'd be chayev in maaser. Omedes baretz v'note l'chutz la'aretz, or b'chutz la'aretz v'note l'aretz, akol holech achar ha'ikar. In regard to, in general, right, we follow where the roots of the tree is. Where is the trunk of the tree? And that's where we follow. Ubevate arichoma, and when we deal with bate arichoma, so then, hakol holech achar ha'ikar, that we do follow the ikar, we follow where the tree is. So, once we're inside the bate arichoma within the ear, it becomes the permanent property of the buyer. And things that are not in a bate arichoma, you can't redeem them within the first years of the sale. So the Mishnah wants us to understand, if a tree grows on one side of the bate arichoma and a branch is on the other side, we turn around and we follow where the root of the tree is. But when we're dealing with a city of refuge, right, in which case there are branches that may be on one side of the boundary with a branch to the other side, so, and the murderer, the shogeg murderer, is within the boundary. So the bottom line is, what do we do? Hakol holech achar anof. We follow where the branch is, right? So the bottom line is that in this situation we're machmir. Right, if the main part of the tree is inside the city, or in the tchum of the Ir Miklat, and the branch is outside of the tchum, in the same way that the main city, the Gaul, if he's touching the tree, the Gaul Adam can't kill him. So too, if he's under the branch, he can't kill him. We follow the branch. And what if the main part of the tree is outside, right, and the branch is on the inside, so just like he can't kill him, he's still standing inside when we follow the branch, lechumra, right? And the similarly, be Yerushalayim, akol holech achar anof, when we talk about Yerushalayim for Maaser Sheni, we also follow lechumra, that we do what? That if the main part of the tree is outside of Yerushalayim, and the branch is inside Yerushalayim, in the same way that he can't pull things off the branch, right? In that situation, so he also can't pull things off the trunk of the tree. And if the main part was inside and the branch is outside, just like there, he can't eat without doing pidyon, because it's outside of Yerushalayim, here too, right? And by the where the branch is, everything that is inside, he can't eat without doing pidyon. In other words, we go ahead and we follow both sides of Chumrah, and that is the way we paskin. And with that, we close out the third parak, and Be'ezus Hashem, we'll begin the fourth one tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.